Hi, this is James Barris. I hope you find this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button underneath my picture on Dharma Seed to do that. Your support is greatly appreciated. So here we are, December 29th. Almost made it to the end of the year. Not quite. We have two more days to go. I wanted to talk about just name this juncture in our collective consciousness. And if you got the newsletter announcement for the day, I wanted to do a little bit of a ritual together. So if you happen to have a candle nearby, we won't do it right now, not just yet, but a candle, if you don't, you can use our collective candle. If you have a piece of paper, something to write with, that would be great. I want to say a few words before we do this end of year welcoming in the new ritual. It's an interesting thing about time. It is just a concept. I'm just remembering there was a great line by John Lennon in his song, God, actually. Time is a concept by which we measure our pain. He was in a funky mood then, but it could be time is a concept by which we measure our vision and our journey. But it is a concept. I mean, what really happens between December 31st and January 1st? What really happens? Just one next moment following the previous one. And yet, the fact that the whole world, unless you're on a different calendar, that's a very small percentage of the world, but the whole world is collectively turning a page. And just the fact that we're all doing this together brings a special quality to our collective consciousness. And when you think about it, you know, I said in the beginning of the meditation instructions, I did it purposely. Sometimes I say this, but I wanted to underscore it: letting go of the past, letting go of the future. There's only this moment right now. And that's what we're being asked to remember again and again. Oh, wake up to this moment of my life. And in the meditation instructions, I'm usually quiet during, once I do the instructions. I like the quiet, but I said something that I often say on the first couple of days of a retreat, near the, well into the sitting, if not near the latter part of the sitting. Start the meditation now. I don't know if that was a bit of a jolt to hear those words. Start the meditation now. Let go of everything that's happened up until this moment. Let this be the beginning. That's our meditation instructions. You know, you can carry around a sitting on and saying, oh gosh, I've been sitting for 30 minutes and another 10 to go. Oh, it's so long. Or you can just say, oh, 10 minutes sit. Oh, let's be here for it. on the month-long retreats. I teach the month-long retreat at Spirit Rock every February for many, many years. And when it's the last week, coming into the home stretch, and you can feel people kind of leaning forward as they can feel the end in sight, that's quite natural. The beginning of a retreat, it's, oh, what did I leave? Did I turn off the gas? Did I take care of everything? In the middle, it's, oh, what's for lunch today? It's the big hit. And towards the end, it's, oh, what am I going back to? And we have this real propensity to lean forward, especially at the end of a retreat. And I love saying at the end of the retreat, near the end of the retreat, those last days when I'm seeing people individually, oh, make it the beginning of a 5-day retreat. It's a really special 5-day retreat where somehow you're already settled in and you might have some moments of mindfulness strung together. Make it the beginning. We can carry around the past with a burden, or we can honor the past. It's not to say forget about the past, but it's to honor it and see that everything in our life has led us up to this moment. And when I have that perspective, I look back on my life, and even though there were difficult things and hard lessons, I hope that, like you, like me, you've been learning from all of the lessons, that nothing is wasted. And when I look back, they shape me and they shape us. And so I wouldn't change anything in my curriculum, even the hard stuff. That's what Ram Dass calls it. This is your curriculum. This is your journey. This is your life syllabus. And the good stuff is there to celebrate and be grateful for and open your heart and feel connected with life. And the difficult stuff tenderizes the heart and opens us up to universal compassion. If you don't use it that way, then it just becomes more bitterness. But if you can use it and see, oh, everything has led me up to this moment, to who I am, then there's nothing wasted. Sometimes when people hear about karma and they hear, oh, karma, what goes around comes around, or, you know, well, that was your karma, that's why you're having a hard time now. That's not the way to understand karma. If you look back and you use karma as a way to beat yourself up, then you're just really stuck in the past. But if you look at it and see, ah, what have I learned? How have I grown? Then nothing is wasted. Even the Buddha, when he was enlightened, he saw his thousands of lifetimes, it said, on the night of his enlightenment. And he wasn't always acting saintly. The one thing, as I recall about him looking back, the one thing that was a continuous thread in the lifetimes that he reviewed was honesty, was truthfulness. But there were precepts broken and unskillful actions that were all part of his evolution. So not to look at the past with blame or shame, but rather, oh, okay, how have I grown? What have I learned? Last week we were together and we did a little bit of a solstice ritual, and I asked people to reflect on what the lessons were from last year and our vision for the coming year. I want to go the next step on that and just seeing not only what we've learned, but what are we wanting to work on as far as letting go of things that don't serve us. And of course, since habits are not easy to eliminate in a moment, this is all a process. It's a process of purification, so that when you see things that don't serve you and you still find yourself caught in it, you know, that can be more humbling than not seeing it. So you want to have the intention to let go of the power of whatever it is that that you sometimes get caught in, and to have an intention to cultivate what does serve you. This is a time for, you know, that people do New Year's resolutions. And I think it's really helpful and powerful to have a vision of what we want to create, but not to have a hardened and fast pass-fail test. Okay, I'm going to do it this time. And then by, you know, the second week, you know, oh, who was I kidding? Rather, in Buddhism, in the Buddhist teachings, after wise view, wise understanding, where you see, oh, this is where happiness lies, comes wise intention, where you have a promise to yourself, have a commitment to yourself to face in a direction of greater wholeness and wholesomeness. So in this little ritual that we'll do, not to set yourself up and thinking, oh, I hope I do it right this time, but just to set a course, a direction with an intention, what in the Buddhist teaching is called inclining the mind. You're simply inclining the mind and inclining the heart in a direction that's nourishing. We respond so much better to inspiration than to fear and punishment. Oh, bad boy, bad girl, you did it wrong. But rather, oh, what will uplift me? What will move me? That's what I try to share in that course that I mentioned. So I wanted to share with you a bit of some New Year's wisdom. You know, these are various sayings, and I want to credit my friend Linda Graham, who always sends some really great piece of wisdom very often, and she sent some New Year's wisdom, and thought I'd share with you, because, you know, even though something might be an aphorism or even a cliche, there's something powerful there if you can really take it in. So some of these are from people that you know, and maybe some that you don't. This is an author unknown, anonymous, but I like it. I'll start off with it. Every year you make a resolution to change yourself. This year, make a resolution to be yourself. How radical, you know? Instead of trying to make it a self-improvement process, oh, who am I really? And my deep belief is when you really see who you are, it's good news, and you want to bring out the best in you and share it with the world. So, next one by Nido Kibane, who I've never heard the name before, but it's a good offering. Your recent circumstances don't determine where you can go. They only determine where you start. And again, this is the understanding of not carrying around the past, but okay, this is where I'm starting and I have a choice now. W.E.B. Du Bois. The most important thing to remember is this: to be ready at any moment to give up what you are for what you might become. So that's a different perspective. The other one just said, be yourself. This says, give up what you are for what you might become. And this is where I think, you know, we're pointing to the places that are hard for us to accept or look at, to having a vision of what we want to grow into, our true nature. Meister Eckhart. Be willing to be a beginner every single morning. And this is the same thing as Suzuki Roshi saying, Zen mind, beginner's mind. He says, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. Just a few more. Each of us, this is Maya Angelou, each of us has that right, that possibility to invent ourselves daily. If a person doesn't invent themselves, they will be invented. So be bodacious enough to invent. So to be bodacious enough to invent ourselves is wise. That means you can be anyone you want to be. I'm thinking of the Cat Stevens song that I love. You know, if you want to sing out, sing out. If you want to be me, be me. If you want to be you, be you. Just be yourself, right? And you can invent any way you want. Here's one. I haven't heard of this guy, Craig Lonsborough, but I like this. Packaged inside of every mistake, there lays a great lesson. And while I don't want to take the mistake into the new year, I most certainly want to take the lesson that's packaged inside of it. F. Scott Fitzgerald, strength shows not only the ability to persist, but the ability to start over. Oprah, cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Emerson, the only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. And Charlie Brown, you know how I always dread the whole year? Well, this time I'm only going to dread one day at a time. So, and finally, Martin Luther King, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. So here we are at this point. letting go of the things that don't serve us, or at least having the intention to, and having the intention to bring about what will serve us. So here's the ritual that I'd like us to start. I won't light the candle until we're all ready. I'd like, if you have a piece of paper, something to write with, and if it's big enough, fold it in half. Okay, so and at the top, on one side, you can write what I am intending to let go of. That is, our lessons from the past, what have we learned, and what can we let go of? What am I intending to let go of? Like this. All right. And on the right side, my intention to cultivate can be intention or intentions, okay, like this. And now let's take the next few minutes and write on each of them. I'm going to pause the recording, the playbook. So just notice how you're doing now. And now, just to make it a kind of sacred ritual, it's one thing to have your thoughts and writing them down. It's another to make it as a kind of prayer to yourself, a loving prayer. This is, again, there's no failing. This is just getting in touch with what really matters to you. So if you have a candle, anybody, if you have a candle, hold it up so I know. All right, great. All right, well, I'm going to light my candle, and I think I'll say the refuges to bring the Dharma in with us. So I'll light it, and you can light yours if it's not lit. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. I take refuge in the Buddha, in that seed of enlightenment that is my true nature. I take refuge in the Dharma, in the way things are unfolding. I take refuge in the Sangha, in the community of like-minded friendship. So now, with your paper, and you folded it in two, and I invite you to tear at the fold. And first we'll take the letting go part. And again, no, this is not a test. You're just intending. You're intending to weaken the power of habits that don't serve you, or ways that you get caught. And so just take a look at what you've written. And read it as a kind of invitation to yourself for greater well-being, to lessen those tendencies or those habits. And if you can, let go of them as much as is available to you. This is right from your heart. So appreciate that. Okay, and then I invite you to tear it up. So you can physically just letting go of the power of those habits, honoring them, but seeing you don't have to keep carrying them around, and you're in the direction of what the Buddha called weakening the unwholesome states. This is in the four wise efforts. Two are guarding against the unwholesome states arising, and when they're here, learning how to overcome them. Okay, so that's this equation on the wise efforts. I invite you to, if you want later on, you can burn them or bury them or destroy them in a way that that does it with a lot of love and compassion. And you're just seeing, oh, I don't need to keep on giving these power. Okay. And now look at what you've written for your intention to cultivate and read it to yourself. And just know this comes right from your heart. This is just your vision. You're inclining the mind. This is the direction that you want to be facing. As the Buddha said, besides weakening the unwholesome, he says, cultivate the wholesome, cultivate states that serve you. And when they're here, it's good to maintain and increase them by celebrating how good they feel by being really present for them. So with this one, Don't tear it up. You want to hold on to this one, and maybe put it in your wallet or on your night table, take a look at it, what you've written, especially this next week or so. Maybe take a look each day just to kind of steer yourself in the direction that you want to go. All right. And we just have a few moments here. Let's see, we can open it up. We can have, I'll open up the chat. So if there's anything that you want to write about any of this, then please do. And while, if anyone is, as you're writing, we can take a look. I opened it up to everyone. And if anyone wants to share any reflections, we can take some live comments. If there are any, you can just unmute yourself. Or raise your hand. What's that like? Yeah, James. Yeah, you can unmute yourself. Yeah.
A little trouble. There we go. Yeah. This is a great exercise. I had a bit of an aphasia moment, and I had it backwards with the things that I wanted to change and the things that I need to change. But at the end of the day, you know, I tore them up, and we used to do this for exercises as a group therapy, and I'd have the clients do this, and we couldn't use the fire, but would have write it ink and then put it into a bucket, and everything would just flow off, and it was really a good thing. So I just said, what would I really kind of focus on? I would think it's, and we talked a lot about practice in everything. Mm-hmm. But then you brought up Suzuki, and he talks about sincere practice.
Mm-hmm.
To really kind of sharpen on that. Mm. I mean, I know all the things I still need to constantly work on, and I'm sure other people will find even more for me if I've forgotten them. But yeah, all the things that, you know, I've tented and wanted, I got, and then it changed. Everything changed. Things I really wanted to do, where I wanted to live. But now it just brings it down now, you know, getting old and aphasia and all that. Just sincere practice in everything.
It's beautiful.
That simple.
Beautiful, thank you. You're reminding me of the Dalai Lama saying, "My sincere motivation is my greatest protection."
Yes,
it all comes down to sincerity. Thank you so much, James. Yeah. Another comment, reflection? And I can't see everybody on the screen. So, what's it like for you? Kylie, hi.
Hi, James. Hi, everybody. I'm just really overflowing with hope from that little exercise, and just what a lovely way to end what's been a challenging year, and set intentions and elicit hope for 2023, and to do an audit like that is just the very best thing, and that little ritual really rounded it off beautifully. And I just send you my sincerest thanks for everything this year, and I just love being here. Thank you.
Thanks. From Australia, right?
Yeah, Melbourne, Australia.
The friendliest place. A friendliest city in the world, I think, just last month, they said. Yeah, good for you. You're spreading the joy there. Thanks. Any other? Just a few moments. Yeah, going once, twice. Okay, well then, last time we ended with a song, and I thought if there's, we have about 2 minutes, we can do another song. Last week, if you were here, we did This Little Light of Mine. So we won't do that, but we can do one that can remind us to keep on facing in the right direction, okay? And that is I Can See Clearly Now, and where the words go, it's going to be bright, sunshiny days. Of course, there's darkness, there's suffering, and also it's not like you're going to be skipping in a field of daisies all the time. But I take that line to say, just keep facing towards the light, and everything will follow from that. So why don't you sing with me, okay? I'll feed you the words in case you don't know. But everybody has to be muted, but except for me. But I want to see your lips moving, all right? It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. I can see clearly now. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, nothing but blue skies. Look all around, nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, nothing but new skies. Look straight ahead, nothing but new skies. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. Just keep on facing towards the light. Gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. Let your light shine. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. Okay. Final dedication. May our time here together deepen our own practice, nourish us so we can share our light. May it ripple out and be of benefit to everyone we know, and may our coming here together be for the benefit of all beings everywhere and this beautiful planet that we live on.